leading up to the great sporting events 2026.
Welcome to listening to the new English language radio news bulletin dedicated to the major sporting events of 2026, brought to you by Radio Club 103 Dolomiti and Radio Pew, the Agordino radio station.
A triumphant day for the Azzurri in Cortina. Italy wins one gold medal and three silver medals in the combined event, bringing its total to 9 medals at these games. The first medal is won by Chiara Mazzel, guide Nicola Cotti Cottini, in the women's vision impaired category. Shortly after comes the gold medal for Giacomo Bertanulli, guide Andrea Ravelli, in the men's vision impaired category. Soon after, in the men's standing category, Federico Pellizzari wins silver, and finally the fourth medal comes from the home athlete René Di Silvestro, who wins a splendid silver medal in the sitting category. While Italy's Paralympic medal table continues to grow, Infrastructure's Milano Cortina 2026 is also continuing to share the expertise developed in delivering the game's infrastructure. In recent days, the company held a knowledge exchange with the organizing team of the Los Angeles 2028 Games, presenting its know-how in universal accessibility and inclusive design, with particular interest in the solutions adopted at the Verona Arena. The Games thus also confirm their role as a platform for international collaboration. Lombardy, Veneto and Trentino Alto Adige, key hosts of the Milano Cortina 2026 Games, confirm their strong tourism vocation, with the mountain economy playing a strategic role in supporting growth and employment. According to an ANEFPWC study, every euro spent on ski lifts generates over 5 euros in local tourist spending and more than 8 euros in economic value. In the analyzed areas, 1.1 billion euros in spending activated 5.6 billion euros in tourism consumption, 8.9 billion euros in turnover, over 75,000 jobs and 548 million euros in local tax revenues.
Weather forecast for the Dolomites area.
General forecast. Tuesday, the high pressure gradually weakens, but the Atlantic flow will still be blocked from entering Italy. The only effect will be a slight drop in temperatures and increasing cloud cover. Wednesday, moist air masses of Atlantic origin will begin approaching the Venetian Alps, with likely modest effects. Thursday, a weak trough axis could bring some precipitation, along with dense cloud cover.
Milan Cortina represents not only Italy's return to the international winter scene, but also a demonstration of how our country continues to play a leading role in celebrating and promoting the noblest values of global sport.
Towards the major events of 2026.